Okay, it's Holly Sturgis still, and I'm at Phoenix Square for day two of Community Media Week. Now, I've got my last special guest here with me today, Helen from the Edmonton Echo. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So, what is your role at the Edmonton Echo?
I'm the editor.
Okay, how long have you been doing that role
About,
for?
About 7 years.
Okay, cool. So I've just spoken to the two young people here, and one of them was the winner and the runner-up of a competition that you ran.
Yeah.
So, like, what was the idea about the competition?
The idea is to try and get more community journalists in our Evington area, that people who will actually go out and find out what's happening, and learn how to write well, and that they will sort of get something out of it for themselves as well as helping the Echo.
Yep, so was your competition, was it open to just young people or to everybody?
It was open to everyone. It just so happened that it was two young people that were the winners.
How did you sort of, was there a group of you who picked out the winners, or was it sort of like, you know, you singly reading them and seeing
There were
ones?
Two of us that picked the winners.
Cool. So just tell me about these two articles. What stood out from these articles?
The reason why we picked Shalin as the winner was because it was a time-sensitive article, and he'd actually gone out and found some news that was new.
Yep.
That wouldn't have been reported anywhere else.
Cool. So how about Nadia's article here? What made that stand out from the others as well?
That also stood out because it was about a charity, and she had known the people in the charity and spoken to them, and and it was something that other people who read the Echo might think, oh, I might like to do that.
And obviously the prize for sort of like, you know, winning and running up to the competition was to meet John Costa.
Yes.
Do you think he has a lot to offer, especially to young people, in terms of sort of like, you know, community journalism?
Yeah, yes, I think his whole approach to involving people and setting things up so that people can get involved is brilliant. And it is a brilliant link for the Evington Echo, because we can't offer as much as he can.
Yeah. Okay, just one final quick question. Do you think you'd be running more competitions in the future?
Yes, I think so.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for talking to me.